Is your life about as exciting as a row of empty mailboxes? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to know your life is in vital touch with Almighty God. People often say to me, Leroy, I know what I should do. Everyone is always telling me that. But no one ever shows me how. Well, in this series of 4 minute talks, we will be covering some of the most vital aspects of the Christian life. Not just what to do, but how to do it. Now let's start at the beginning. How do you know that God has forgiven all your sins? And when this life ends, you will be with Him for all eternity in His heaven. If God were to say to you, why should I let you come into my heaven? What would you tell Him? If you were to meet the Lord Jesus Christ face to face, what would you do? Would you kneel at His feet and say, Lord Jesus, we've walked together and talked together in fellowship, and now it's so wonderful to see you? Or do you feel you would need an introduction? The Apostle John makes it very clear that we can know for sure that when we die, we will go to heaven. Listen to his exact words. But these are written that you may know that you have eternal life. Not hope so, but know. And not in some future time, but know it now. That you may know that you have eternal life. Shortly after my wife and I were married, we were talking about this. She asked, what would happen to us in this next life? I said, I didn't know. Possibly God would take our good deeds and our bad deeds and would put them on some scale, and whichever tipped the scale would determine whether we went up or down. And knowing my life at that time, I really didn't find much comfort out of that thought. Well, here's what the Bible says. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Notice, eternal life is a gift. It is not a matter of good works, but my relationship to Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now then, how can I be sure that I have the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, in my life? Jesus Himself gives the answer. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now this is the door of your heart and your personality and your life, your will, all that you are and have. Behold, I stand at that door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and I will live with him, and he with me. Now how about that for good news? The Lord Jesus Christ is waiting at the door of your heart right now and is knocking. And when you invite him in, he will come in. And the Bible says, and as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Don't miss the kingdom of God by about 18 inches. Don't know all the facts in your head. It's in your heart, about 18 inches from your head, where the whole matter rests. Would you like to invite him to come in today, right now? He will come in. Simply pray, Dear Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Give me the blessed gift of eternal life. Forgive my sins and be my Savior and Lord. May God bless you as you give your life to Him.